This week's Parshas Ve'era, it's also Shabbos, Mevorchim, Rosh Chodesh Shvat. This is really the beginning of the Exodus, of the Geula, let's say, from Mitzrayim. And what I mean by that is that we now get to see the beginning of, and really the majority of the Makos, the plagues. And we have 7 out of the 10 plagues in this week's Parsha. And we have a pattern. Very interesting. We say it in the Haggadah. Rabbi Yehuda would give them signs, the 10 plagues. He would say the tzachad ashbachav, and what in essence it is that it is a pattern. That if you look closely, you see a pattern of 3 sets of 3. That the first of the makos of each group of three, you have Moshe coming to Paro, giving him a whole long explanation as to what's going to happen here. Then you have the next one, Moshe gives a warning, and by the third Makkah, the third plague already, Moshe just makes it happen. Hashem says, do this, and boom, it happens. And in each of these 3 sets, we see that there is a different message that's being conveyed. But the overall, if you'd have to summarize and simplify it down to a very simple message, that is basically what it says at the beginning of the Parsha. Moshe comes back at the end of last week's parsha and he complains to Hashem, "Lama hariosa lama zeh?" Like, you've made things worse. It's not that it's neutral, but it's gotten worse. And Hashem says, "Now you'll see." And then he says in this week's parsha, Hashem says, "You know, I only appear to the avos as Shmi Hashem as Kel Shakai, uShmi Hashem lo nadati lahem. I never revealed myself with the shame Yud Kei Vav Kei, with the shame of Havaya, the transcendental aspect of God. But now I'll show it." And what's interesting about, if you take a step back and you realize what's happening here, is that in a certain sense, if I were to say it in a different type of way of what Hashem is saying in terms of how he revealed himself to the Avos, or maybe how his revelation at the time of the Avos was as opposed to what's going to happen here as we're leaving Egypt, as the redemption from Egypt occurs, is that before now, Hashem never overtly, on such a large scale, came down and started making changes or doing very powerful acts within nature. And so he would have perhaps, we have traditions of different nieces and different miracles that occurred for Avram and for Yitzhak and for Yaakov. But in terms of on such a large scale, that this is, in a way, Hashem is revealing himself, bringing down this, the transcendental into this world where normally you don't have it. You have, in a certain sense, we see that Hashem is, like what Yosef always says, Elohim, the shame of God, the name of Hashem is Elohim, as that the God of nature, the one that's the God of all gods, in nature, in the natural world. And that's happening here is that Hashem is overtly putting himself into the world, showing that not only am I the God of creation, but I'm also consistently and will be continuously involved in this ongoing saga called Earth and this world, this reality. And so it's in this vein that we see that in each of the Makos, in each of the 3 sets of 3 that we have in the Makos, we have this a different concept of different kind of descending of God, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the shame, the transcendental aspect of God coming into the world. And so, in a certain sense, there is a challenge here. And the Rambam talks about this issue of where is our free will? And what's going on in terms of Paro? If Hashem is saying that I'm hardening his heart, where is man's free will? That the nature of this creation is based on the fact that humanity has free will. And so that Paro does he have his free will? Does he lose his free will? Like, is he, you know, what's going on here? But one of the things that if you take a step back just to think about this, that as Hashem is making himself more overtly felt, in a certain sense, there is a challenge to our free will. And that if you think about, it talks about Mamad Har Sinai, that Hashem took the mountain and held it over our heads. What that means is that Hashem, in the way he was revealing himself in such an overt way, that he forced us, in a sense, to look and to see that the reality is that there's nothing else but God, and that in a way it took away our free will. And so it's not a simple thing to have Hashem so clearly putting his quote unquote flexing his muscles so overtly and so out there in the open for all of us to see. It's great, but at the same time, it also kind of goes against the idea of giving us space, and that the Kel Shaddai name, in a certain sense, that he said to his world enough in terms of its expansion, but also in a certain sense, it's the aspect of Hashem giving us space, and so that now it's almost the opposite. Hashem in the Mitzrayim, in the Exodus story, in the Egyptian redemption, he's actually putting himself in a very definitive, overt way into our faces, and in a certain sense, our free will is taken away, and perhaps it's only done once in history, just to put it out there for us to know that it's there. But at the same time, now Hashem says, okay, I'm giving you back your space. Now it's up to you guys to figure it out and to find me in the world. But in the process, he gives us a pathway for us to be able to connect with the Torah, with the Egyptian story, because in the sense that's we constantly go back to remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos and a happy and healthy Chodesh Shvat.